Don't try and church it up, son. Don't you mean Joe Dirt? Naming you that, your daddy must have really hated you.
You're wrong, brother.
I got a good name for this car. Rusty.
Shit'll buff out.
Don't bother. Just drive this piece of crap off a cliff. Do us all a favor.
Does this look like a piece of crap to you? You have them fitted tires, do you?
You suck!
You do!
Did he hurt you, baby?
People like that security guard, they don't really mean what they say. They just got their own issues and whatnot. All I gotta do is keep being a good person. No matter what, good things will come my way. Everything's gonna happen for me. Just as long as they never have no in my heart. Right on. Things are gonna happen for me. I'm Joe Dirt!
I think I'm gonna go to the restroom and take a big Joe.
Don't forget to wipe your dirt.
You boys got something to say to me? Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check, 1, 2. Testing, testing. Yeah, they both working, and guess what? They don't like no feedback. What's up?
What's going on out here? You gotta keep it down. Xander Kelly's on the air.
Oh, whoa. What's the deal with your haircut?
I'm sorry about the noise, sir. This ain't no haircut. This is a wig.
A wig? Look at you. Jesus. You know what? I got somebody I want you to meet. Why don't you come with me? Come on back.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Here's Xander Kelly.
6.6 KXLA, all aberration radio all the time.
Hey, Xander, Xander, you gotta see this
guy. God almighty, manna from inbred heaven. Hey, freak boy, 1976 called. It wants its hairstyle back.
Xander, get this. This is a wig.
That's a wig. What are you wearing a wig for? What are you doing, stunt work for Billy Ray Cyrus? Freddie, go get Freebird Boy here and all-access laminate for the show in perpetuity. I'm ringing this chamois as long as I can. You are exquisitely pathetic. What's your name, pal?
It's Joe Dirt, but if you're just going to make fun of me, man, I'll just go back to mopping.
So now let me take another tact here. Mr. Dirt, what's with the wig?
Well, I was born without the top of my skull, and I guess a little bit of my brains was showing. It's grossing everybody out. So my mom put this wig on me to cover it up, and then the bones grew together. And it got all infused and entwined. I mean, I don't mean to get all scientific or whatever.
Why didn't your mom change the wig later?
Actually, we got separated when I was 8. I got lost.
You're trying to tell me you've been on your own since 8 years old?
Pretty much, man. That's a long story, actually.
Yeah, listen to you. What's the story here? I'm a white trash idiot. The end.
Hey, is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back, man? Making fun of poor little Joe Dirt?
Probably, because I'm sure Yahweh'd be chiming in, too.
It's funny, because my mom used to say that to me if she caught me doing stuff. Like, one time I was jerking my gherkin. Can I say that? And she goes, is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
She sounds like a real winner, and it's amazing to me that you turned out like you did with that sort of mentoring.
Hey, man, I can't say don't make fun of me, but you really should make fun of my mom.
Hey, you guys, you gotta come hear this guy on the Xander show.
Now, listen, you're on, the family's ditch you. What happens next?
I mean, Do you really care? It's actually not an easy story to tell.
Hey, you know, I got 4 hours a day to fill, man. It's not often I get a freak like you plopped into my lap. Go ahead. I'm a roast. Baste me.
All right, man. See, my parents and my sister and I all went to the Grand Canyon. And while they was checking out the sights and the donkeys and whatnot, I somehow got separated from them.
Shut.
Ow! Hey, Dad, look. It's the good stuff. None of that pussy skull. Right, Dad? Dad? Mom! Dad! Mom! Dad! Where are you? Dad! Mom! Where are you? You can come out now.
So there I was. A lot of kids would have been scared, but I was all tough about it. I started walking till the cops picked me up and put me into a foster home. Like this one guy I fostered out to for about a month. He'd take me hunting with him and his dog. I thought hunting would be, you know, more fun than it was.
Now see, boy, he goes off and fetches the duck. You see how that works? Fun, huh?
Yeah.
After that, I spent some time with these people who worked on a farm. I learned cows don't find bottle rockets as funny as I do. Then there was this one old lady. She had me for a couple weeks. I don't want to be unkind, but this woman was a little off balance.
You're to be scrubbed clean before supper, and that means washed under your fingernails and back of your ears and dressed in your Sunday best. I expect your schoolwork to be done every night and laid out for my inspection. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am. Can I push him off my leg?
He'll stop huffing as soon as he's done.
Well, the year was 1982. I was 11 years old now, and I'd gotten into a little trouble here and there. So I was living in a juvie home for boys. And I was getting ready to split that scene and pronto.
Bob Seger? Be honest. Back then, you were listening to Leif Garrett. It was probably more like this.
No, sir, man. I don't like that crap. I'm a rocker, dude, through and through. Here's my favorite bands. AC/DC, Van Halen, not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
All right, I want you to settle down. Don't make me call your probie officer here. And riddle me this. Other than the fact that you dig looking like Jane Fonda and Clute, why don't you cut the wig now?
Well, yeah. I guess I could do that.
Xander just asked this Joe Dirt guy why he doesn't cut his wig right now, and you can tell he's never even thought about it.
Now, you know, except for the ratty stash and the pork chops, you're pretty clean shaven for a kid who lives in a trash can. No?
Well, I don't need to shave because it don't grow in right here and right here.
Now, you're telling me that you were so ingrained with white trash DNA that your facial hair actually grows in on its own, all white trashy like that?
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
So, back to the story. You're on your own.
I'm just kind of camping out or whatever. And this goes on for years until one night something amazing happened. Man, shooting star. I gotta make a wish. I wish I knew what happened that one day at that Grand Canyon place.
Check it out, that's cool.
Oh, man, look at you. You're probably made out of some precious metal, and everyone's going to want you. But you want to be with me. Right on. You're Joe Meteorite, and I'm Joe Dirt. Woo!
Here on Earth, we call this place town. A town is a place where everyone hates you. Kids all try to beat you up.
Oh, yes, it's so flat.
Awesome.
This is going to be awesome, though.
Oh,
holy
man.
Crap, ladies. Hey, Junior, dirtbag? You talking to your rock?
It ain't no rock, it's a meteor, dum-dum. What'd it do, landing your barber's head while he's cutting your hair?
Why don't you go practice falling down? I'll be there in a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna fight you, little queer.
Queer? Is this queer?
Knee square? What's up? What's up?
Look at this guy. Let's be retarded.
Hey, retard. You aren't worth it.
Come yeah? on, let's go. Let's go. You are. What? I mean, you aren't worth it. I told them, Meteor, you had my back. You're cool.
Whoa, what's that? $5.
That's mine now. You're my lucky Meteor.
Right on.
I'll hold your hat for you. Meteor, we call this here being in burger heaven. Mmm. Oh, yeah.
All right.
We need to find a home, Meteor. We need some stability in our life, man. We need to settle down. Life gets hard, you know. Come on now. It's a little bumpy. Whoa. Look at that town, Meteor. That's pretty. I bet people in a town like that will be nice to us. Let's go down there. Come on. Yeah. No way I'd ever sell you, Meteor. Not in a million years. But just for laughs, let's see how much you're worth.
Well, it ain't a meteor.
Yeah, it is. It came out of the sky.
Well, I'm sure it did, but it ain't no meteor. It's a big old frozen chunk of shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. See, them airplanes, they dump their toilets 36,000 feet, and the stuff freezes and falls to Earth. We call them Boeing bombs.
No, that can't be. That's not what it is.
No, I'm afraid so. You see the peanut? Dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's a space peanut.
No, I'm afraid not. This is a big old frozen chunk of poopy.
Oh!
Dude, you were eating off it.
Okay, that's too much, too much. Then what happened?
Well, then I got a dog.
You're telling me you'd rather have a dog than a frozen hunk of crap?
See, it wasn't really my dog, it was this girl's dog. I was living in the woods outside of that postcard town I said. It's called Silvertown. And I'd come in to steal stuff, you know, food or whatever. And then one winter...
Are you okay, boy? Oh, no, is your nuts frozen to the porch? Oh, that sucks. Shh, don't pull up.
Who are you?
It's okay. I was just walking by. I think your dog's in a little trouble here.
What's wrong?
I think his... Well, you know how when you get your tongue frozen in a freezer because it's all wet? I think he got...
Nuts frozen to the porch?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, baby! Well, what do we do?
You gotta do something. So, do you have some inside?
Yeah!
Shh, don't pull up. It's okay, don't move. It's gonna stretch you more. No, ow. That's wrong. No, it's way off. You got, like, warm water and...
A fork!
Yeah, no, ow. What? No. A spatula thing. The flat one. I'm sorry, buddy. Just give her a second. Thanks.
I got it. Now what?
Here's what we do. I just pour a little water on here. Now you hold them.
Easy.
Now this ain't no flapjack. I go real easy. Should loosen it up a little bit. And I'm gonna go. I don't want to look. I'm sorry. One, two, three, go. Good.
Hey, buddy, you're free.
Oh,
good
man.
Boy.
Good job. You might want to spray this whole porch down with Pam. You know, so it don't happen again.
Okay.
What's his name?
Charlie. And my name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. I'm Joe Dirt. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Brandy, get your ass in the kitchen, fire up that stove. You got some cooking to do.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Can we have my new friend Joe over for supper?
What are you, nuts, girl? We ain't run no soup kitchen here, boy. Scat, get out of here. Long-haired, it's me.
For some reason, and I have no idea why, Randy always wanted to hang out with me. And I had Charlie, so that was cool. For the next couple of years, the three of us was hanging out at the farm in Silvertown. And that was the closest thing I ever had to a home. Till one day...
Oh, dirt, did I get you?
No, I'm cool.
No, you're not. Where's Brandy?
She's out riding a horse. She'll be back in a minute. You guys want to play bumper pool?
No. How does she put up with you, dirt?
That's a good question, man. She's great, though, ain't she? You know, sometimes it's like she likes me or something.
Yeah, dream on, dirt boy. Girl like that's way out of your league.
She wants my body. No, I know, man. That's all. That's for you. I'm not. We're just totally friends. She's out of my league.
Don't ever forget it, dirt.
Check this out, Robbie. This is a good month. Dang. This guy's got a dash mat for a 69 Nova he wants to sell, and a car cover for any Dodge from 79-84.
You don't even have a car.
I know, but that's a deal what he wants. They're usually 80 bucks a checker. This guy wants 40, man. And look at this. Charlie, see that? This guy's selling a Hurst speed shifter with a pool ball grip. One day I'll have a car that badass. I'll be chirping gears and pulling Brody's going, arr, 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 arr. You'll stick your head out the window and check out chick dogs going, what's up, baby?
Boy, I swear I'll slap you silly. I'll tell you what, why don't you practice spitting out teeth? Because I swear
What's up, goat roper?
Not much, pig licker.
Watch the gun, baby. That's how I get the gals.
Come on. I'll treat you to a Dairy Queen.
Why are you being all nice?
I am always nice to you, Joe Dirt.
Hey, Brandy. Can I come, too?
Robbie, I only have enough money for me and Joe. Come on, Joe. Let's do it.
Come on, Charlie.
Come on, boy!
Oh, God. She is so fat.
Yeah. One day, I'm gonna marry that girl.
Take him hunting with me.
Daddy, you've been drinking.
Oh, shut the hell up. Just give me the mutt now.
Hey, if you're taking a dog, I'll go with him. Because I've been hunting before.
You hunt? I wouldn't even use you as a retriever. This is a good one. I'll tell you in the car. Charlie, you mangy mutt. Get in the damn car, you flea-bitten, butt-licking, flea-licking. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. What? Hey! Hey, that butt stuck!
Charlie, come here. Come here, Charlie.
My foot stuck, see? My foot stuck.
I need your help. I need you to go find Sheriff Williams.
Now go on. Go get him. Go bring him help. Go get help now. Go get him. Run, Charlie! Run like the wind! Run!
Come on, Charlie.
That stupid dog better be bringing somebody.
Did Dad always hunt this long?
Hey, there's Charlie.
Charlie! Hi!
There's my buddy. Where have you been?
go, Don. Take her easy.
Oh, my God!
There's that worthless mutt!
What happened?
This is all my goddamn dog's fault! And I'm putting him down.
No, you can't, don't!
Get me, get back, Shadow!
Come on, do it again!
Joe, he's okay now. He's in dog heaven. You gave him a great last couple of years.
Well, sprinkle his ashes. They'll drift out to sea.
He would have liked that.
I can't do it. I'm taking him with me.
Taking him with you? But where are you going?
Brandy, you see that moon? You don't know how many nights I spent alone staring at that moon, wondering if that exact same moment my mom or my dad was looking at the same moon. And for that brief second, we were together again, kind of, you know? When I was with Charlie, I didn't miss that moon so much. Randy, I got a hole in my heart. I don't know how to fix it. I got to find out what happened that day at the Grand Canyon. I don't care how long it takes. I got to do it.
What if when you're gone, some guy asked me to marry him, and you're not here?
Brandy, what's that got to do with me? We're always going to be buddies, right?
Well, if I get married, we might move, and you might not know where to find me.
You are going to make some guy so happy. I just hope whoever he is, he deserves a girl like you.
God, that Brandy has a nice ass, doesn't she? I mean, I got this loser talking about the moon and walking his dog all the time. I'm thinking about Brandy's well-manicured backyard and those cut-off shorts. Ouch.
Yeah, she's cool. Anyway, so there I was on my own again looking for my parents, but I don't know their last names.
It's Dirt. Isn't that the name on the family crest? Dirt.
No, see, my last name's Dirt. My dad made my last name Dirt for some reason. Anyway, I just put an E on it, pronounce it Dirte. It's no big deal. It actually sounds pretty cool. But see, I don't know their last name. And I remember my sister yelling at my face when I was growing up.
That's why Dad named you Joe Dern. That's why Dad named you Joe Dern. That's why Dad named you Joe Dern. Said a new name.
I couldn't remember my real last name, so I knew it was going to be hard to find him.
Right. So what'd you do?
Right. So then I needed some money.
I hopped a train out of Silvertown and headed east for the big city. I got lucky. I got myself a real important job in advertising.
Mola World. Walk-ins welcome. There you go. Mola World. One for the kid? Sure. Mola.
What's up? Oh, my God. Competition Orange 67. This thing's a Hemi. Ma'am, are you selling this car?
Oh, yeah. It literally just went onto the market.
Well, how much you want for it?
What do you got?
Practically nothing. I'm looking for my parents. They lost me at the Grand Canyon more than 10 years ago. So all my money goes towards that. I don't have a picture of them or nothing.
You don't even have a picture of them? Oh. Well, you know, my ex-husband before he died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah, I killed him. He used to beat me. So one night I just pushed him into the wood chipper. Told the cops he fell.
Good for you.
But he used to be a police sketch artist. Oh, he was damn good, too. The victims would give him the worst descriptions, and he would draw them out like photographs. He could do anything, you know, like age progression and...
That's it. That's what I'll do for my parents. How much that cost?
Oh, about $360. Yeah.
Then that's what I need to make. Thank you. And... I'm sorry I can't buy your beautiful Hemi.
Oh, no, you can't. Give me what you got in your pocket, and she's yours.
For real? You hear that, Charlie? We got us a Hemi, brother. That lady gave me a great idea.
Hey, Dirt! Dirt! Storm's coming in! Jump on the roof and put some bricks in the tube!
Gotcha!
bet you. I'd floated all the way to North Dakota, and there I was, scared to death as I dropped like a stone from the sky.
Go back! Go back! No! Hey!
But then the most amazing thing happened. I landed next to an oil rig, and they was hiring people. And what they paid was like a sign from above that I was meant to find my parents. Hey, man, you done with that apple core?
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Maybe if it came out of Charlene Tilton's ass, I'd take a bite.
Yeah, you probably like JR, you queer. I saw your bumper sticker. Cowboy's butts drive me nuts.
Is that right? You think that's queer? Is this queer? They're large and in charge and looking for chickies.
You want to back that up?
You want to fight? Why don't you stick your head on my butt and fight for air?
That's it. You and me. Let's go.
You know I would. I'd love to beat your ass up and down this place. I gotta go back to work.
Joe Dirk, you're fired. Here's your week's pay.
Luckily, my neck broke my fall.
Got 20 on it?
I guess you won the battle.
Yeah!
But I won the war.
If you're covered in oil, don't stand next to a fire. Now that's day one, sir. Keep that skull, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So I had my $360. The next day I was going to try the police sketch thing. Something happened to my head. See, I spent the night in what I thought was an abandoned circus tent. But I guess it was no circus. I was totally bombing insecticide, I think. So needless to say, I was in no shape to do anybody any good with my recollections. The guy doing the police sketches thought I was messing with him. Because my dad came out looking like Father Time, and my mom came out too butch, and looking way too much like Richard Ramirez. You know, the Night Stalker, remember that guy? As my head cleared, I realized I needed a different approach. Then I got a brainstorm. Hire an Indian tracker to help me, man. That's a great idea. They can find anything. It's like in the movies. So I headed for a reservation.
Want me to put my ear to the ground, listen for hoofbeats, check for footprints, look for broken twigs. But this is the modern age. That stuff doesn't work anymore, which is why I have to open this fireworks stand. I wasn't getting by on my tracking wages.
Come on, you're supposed to be good at tracking stuff, man. I gotta find my parents.
And I've gotta figure out a way to sell more fireworks. I'm going broke with this venture also.
Well, I see you got them snakes and sparklers, but where's good stuff, man?
Good stuff? This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff that'll explode. Go boom.
Why is that good?
You might as well ask, why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good? Why are boobs good? Man, firecrackers. You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, you shove them up bullfrog's ass.
I would never do that, because I'm going to be a veterinarian.
Well, there you go. Someone shoves an M80 up a bullfrog's butt, blows him to pieces, he comes back to you to fix it. You win twice, brother. It's good biz. So you're going to tell me
that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming mimes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips-a-dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer. Whee! Look at there.
Oh, that's happening, man. We should get bleachers over here. People come from miles around to see this thing. Face your eyes on a face of smoke. Oh, dang, it's out.
Oh, CNN's going to turn around and go home now. What's going on, man? I saw a snail over there. He said, that thing's slow. It ain't moving fast. It's boring and dull. I'm yawning. That's a snail watching that.
There's a snail in the desert.
Yeah, a spaceship dropped him off. Don't focus on the wrong part of the story, brother.
And the snail can talk?
Yeah, because they gave him powers, the aliens. They made his little voice box. Dude, I'm just saying, it's dull, all right? This ain't fun. Look at that little piece of char. You need explosions. You need stuff going on, man. No wonder this thing's going under. You got nothing. It's wussy stuff.
Well, I got these two sticks.
Oh, dang. These are yours? These are Roman candles, brother. It's good stuff.
This thing full lot of fluid. Yeah. Roman candle. Let's get back a little bit.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I'm looking for righteously kick ass.
You know what we need? Gasoline. Yeah. Breakfast of champions. All right, we might have to take a few extra steps back on this one. Ah, man. What a trip over.
There's something metal sticking out of the ground. You okay?
What is this thing, man?
Hey, we should take it over to that place. The laboratory over in the next town. Los Alamos. The symbol looks very stern.
Yeah, man, that's definitely what we should do. That's the right thing. But first.
Yeah, jam that in the gas bucket. Yeah. We'll shoot fireballs at it.
Yeah.
We gotta step way back. It's gonna be fun. Woohoo! Look at that shit!
Oh man, we're gonna get so busted. Let's get out of here.
What happened, man?
You tripped over that object in the ground. You're knocked out.
That thing's an atom bomb, man. I got an idea.
Canyon Rubberneckers Tour Bus, the Grand Canyon's number one purveyor of fine bus tours.
I still don't see why we're going to their tour bus company.
Don't you see? All the tourists at the canyon that day my parents lost me, they had cameras. And you can't tell me in all those pictures they took, there won't be some that accidentally have me and my parents in them, man. The company left records of who used the tour that day.
But that was more than 10 years ago. Besides, they won't just hand the records over to us. We're just an Indian and some guy.
Nuh-uh, man. You can't have no in your heart. No is not an option, brother. You're not just an Indian. You're kicking wing. All right? And one day you're going to be kicking wing animal doctor. And then you change your name to kicking ass. I would. Oh, man. Swerving potholes. You know, does the animal.
One swing and it's
here ball-peen hammer will trigger this A-bomb, and it'll blow up the whole city, maybe even half the country.
Now, here's what I need. I need you to give me the records of everybody who toured the Grand Canyon on them buses June 13th, 1979. I'm not messing around. I hit it, and it goes bang. All right? Now, while I'm up here waiting, show me them boobies.
Now, even you liked the way that chick looked, didn't you?
Well, even me? What's that supposed to mean, man?
Just say it. I'm beginning to doubt your hetero street credentials here. I mean, you're never putting the moves on Brandy.
Brandy, man? Well, she's too beautiful.
She's way too hot for me.
She has no idea that Brandy even likes
his voice. Is so sexy.
I wonder what he looks like.
You're standing there with an atom bomb. Could be Fat Man, could be Little Boy. We'll nail that down later. But anyway, did you get the names you wanted?
Yeah, I did. But by the way, it was no atom bomb. Turns out some skateboarder slapped a biohazard band sticker on the side of this septic tank for an RV. Anyway, cops knew it wasn't a bomb right away.
Yeah, who hasn't seen that scenario played out?
It's just an old crapper tank, people.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
So pathetic.
Now, they decided not even to arrest me. They said being covered in that stinky stuff was punishment enough.
Don't you get it, man? Stinky stuff is your milieu, okay? This is your deal. You are an underachievement nexus in the universe, and it's always going to be like this, Joey.
No, man, but you got to keep going. What am I going to do, quit? That's not an option. You got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it? You make it work for you. You never give up, man. That's my philosophy. You hear that in there?
And you know, the thing that drives me crazy and fascinates me at the same time is you are so unrelentingly upbeat about your plight. I need more, man. I'll be honest with you. I want to see you in here tomorrow. I want to hear more of the saga of Joe Dirt.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right, Joe.
This is Xander Kelly, and you, of course, are careening headlong into yet another hellish day in that tiny existence you laughingly refer to as your life. I'm here with Joe Dirt. Joey, the tale could not be told in one day, and we've asked you back today. I might say the joint looks great. The toilets are freshly scrubbed. The floor is spick and span.
Hey, Joe, did you use the stuff with the tiny scrubbing bubbles?
They clean the bowl so you don't have to. No, I didn't.
Yesterday, probably a little backstory for the listeners, you were telling us that you were covered in crap and you were a complete loser. Have I nailed the pertinent facts?
Well, let me emphasize to the listeners, those are your words, not mine.
Sorry, Billy Jack. So now you have a bunch of names of people who might actually have a photograph of you and your parents, right?
Right, I got a big bunch of names, so now I got to span the country to find all these people to see if anybody's got a photograph in that one day. Anderson, Anders, Asnoff, Aston. I mean, all these people on them tour buses that day? Biletnikoff. It's going to take forever, man, but I got to do it.
Joe Dirt,
I wish you luck. I hope you find what you're looking for. And remember that town you're always talking about.
Yeah, Silvertown, man.
Yes, Silvertown. You make it sound like the most wonderful place. So you've always got Silvertown. Remember that, Joe Dirt.
And you remember to keep on keeping on, man, and you'll be a veterinarian. Because I believe people get what they really, really want. Especially a cool guy like you kicking wings. You know what? You're my first real friend I've found outside of Charlie and Brandy.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That hug was completely asexual. You know, he kind of snuck it up on me.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself, Joe Dirt.
I love you, Joe Dirt.
So I hit the road with my list of names, looking for tourists who might have photos of my folks. I hit pay dirt when I got a job with a traveling carnival. And that's when things got a little weird.
Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love? Who do you love? Now line the town in the battle, take a whiff. Take it easy, baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Love. I got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who do you
long enough. Time to go home.
I got you, buddy. Hey, who's this chick over here? Is that your girlfriend?
You should see my girlfriend. You'd shit yourself.
Really? Well, I tell you what, buddy, I'm going to give you a free spin. I'm going to talk to your lady friend over there. How about that?
Yes.
Good job, sir. Yeah, keep it straight like that. Good strategy. You know, the life of a carnival worker keeps me free and untethered.
I know. Well, I was immediately attracted to you. I could tell you were an outlaw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of an outlaw, through and through, baby.
Damn.
Good toss there, sir. Good one. You know, society's got no hold on this outlaw.
Damn it.
All right, real close. You know, I'm like a bird. Actually, more like a hard-ass pterodactyl.
Ah! This is bullshit.
Hey, God forbid you don't win after throwing only two quarters, man. It's a business. It ain't UNICEF, okay? I got a good mind to take my outlaw ass. Yeah, you better walk away, hard ass. Yeah, some people, right?
Yeah.
So later on today, I'm picking up my Hammy Roadrunner. That's right, I said Hammy.
Wow. A Hammy. Balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah. I left it here. Friend's house. Well, actually, it got towed 2 years ago. But I'm going to pick it up this afternoon. I might need a pretty little lady to sit on the front seat with me while I break her in. The car, I mean. What do you say?
That's a big 10-4.
Hey, my man. I got a big date tonight. I'm here to pick up my ride.
License and registration?
Yes, sir. She's going to freak out when she sees my wheels.
Total impound fees come with $3,496. Plus $35 for the tow.
What? $3,000, man, that's more than pay for the whole car.
Oh. Interesting. You want it or not?
We can, but I think all I got is like $450.
Okay, this is a business. This is not a charity. You know, I mean, maybe one day UNICEF will get into the impound business, but, you know, until then, we're the people to see. Now, I'll tell you what I could do. I could sell you a car for $450, but I ain't gonna be no Hemi.
Yeah, I had to have a footprint gas pedal installed. So I stole this pile.
Oh.
Let's go.
So, I had fun tonight, even though you took me to the carnival that I was already at.
Yeah, I had fun too. Hey, listen, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
If I told you you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Sure would. Want to go to my place?
Sure do.
All right, so finish your story. Now, you know, why do you live with foster parents?
Well, because when I was like 9 or 10 years old, my parents pulled over on the side of the road to look at that big dinosaur out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Did you have a brother?
Mm-hmm, I did. So, you want to go back in the house? We can have sex.
She's your sister, dude. She's gotta be, and you made out with her, man. What's wrong with you, you pervert? Well, I didn't know she was my sister when I kissed her, so it's not my fault. And she's one of the hottest girls on the planet. You just said your sister's hot. What a freak. You're going to hell, man. I gotta tell her what happened, why I got weird. And for God's sakes, I gotta treat her like a sister.
We've got questions coming in.
Boss, the phones are going nuts. That was a bombshell.
Wait, man. I found out later she wasn't my sister.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, dude. That was going to be a little much.
So I did a real bad thing there, because I think you're my sister.
Is that all? No. My family's last name is Buckwalter. My brother's name is Cletus. So you see, we're not related. We can have sex again. Joe, what's the matter? Don't I turn you on?
I don't know what the problem is.
Well, would it help if you went back to thinking I'm your sister?
Like I'm some sort of white trash perv?
I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
Oh, you're my sister!
Oh!
I'm kidding. I just made that last part up for laughs, you guys. I'm done.
Let's break it off for today. You haul your mangy ass in here tomorrow morning, and we will continue the fascinating saga that I'm now referring to as
the legend of Dirty Joe.
So good.
Hey, Brandy, it's Joe. I'm out in L.A. They got me on the radio station telling my story to everybody. I didn't get to the sad part yet. I'm guessing you had reasons for doing what you did. And I guess I'm just calling to say goodbye. I miss you, Brandy. Okay.
Kelly Show on KXLA.
Good morning, L.A. Xander here. We're sitting with the king of all dirt falls, Mr. Joe Dirt. You know, Giuseppe, last night I went home running Andromeda strain just so I could simulate immersion into that bacteriologically unsound world you call your day-to-day life. And I feel like I know where you live. I've got you in my crosshairs now. We're going to go back to your story. Pick it up.
Now, what really happened was, I had a car now, so I left the carnival and kept running down the names on my list looking for people who took those photos of the Grand Canyon. Somewhere in Indiana, I hit a little snag. I found a guy who had pictures, but he turned out to be a freak. I guess this is the place. Buffalo Bob's kind of a weird name. People say Joe Dirt's a weird name, and how cool am I? Excuse me, sir?
Hey there, young fella.
Hey, I'm looking for a guy named Buffalo Bob.
Real name's Tim. How can I help you?
Well, I want to talk to you about the time you went to the Grand Canyon.
Sure. Why don't you come on inside? What'd you say your name was?
Joe Dirt.
Joe dirt. It puts the lotion on. You have no idea what kind of hell I can bring you!
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay? Been down here 2 weeks, man, what do you want?
It puts the lotion on its skin. Now!
Well, say it, don't spray it, brother, dang. I need a towel now.
It does what it's told!
There, look, I'm putting the lotion on the skin. I'm rubbing it in. Hey, tell you the truth, brother, between you and me, that thing with the dog is coming off a little fruity. That's just me talking, I don't... Where's my supplies? Yeah, come on, man, I thought we had a deal.
Oh, for Christ's sake! Here!
Hey, Auto Trader! Ooh, August, I don't got this one. Oh, there's some deals in here. Oh, check this out, 71 Cuda, plum crazy purple. This guy wants 14 grand. What? I give him 7,500. I used to have one of these. This guy's crazy.
I've got the place surrounded. Come out with your hands in the air.
Uh-oh.
Hey, little help.
Get him.
Man in the hole. Down here.
Oh, great. I'm behind your back.
I hear people. Hey. It puts the Joe dirt in the hole.
It's over here.
Yeah, he was going to flay you alive and use your skin to cover himself like a Joe dirt trench coat.
Oh, yeah? That's gross, man. Hey, I think these are pictures from the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, he's been taking hundreds of photos over the years looking for skin that he liked. Then he was going to wear the skin around the house with his wiener tucked under, kind of like a woman.
That's sick, man. I think that's little me in a garbage can. No way, and that's my dad and my mom. And this is our car, and it's got Louisiana plates. Hell yeah, I'm going Louisiana, brother.
So I cruised down south to New Orleans and found a base of operations for my search at a local grade school. I was going to be the janitor.
Mostly mopping. Once in a while, you got a problem with the boiler. You have to hit it with a hammer, but it's a good job.
Yeah, that's all right. I appreciate this job, man. This would be a good base for me here in Louisiana while I look for my parents. I got a picture of them.
I don't recognize them. If you find them, you're going to tell them what happened here?
Oh, that Buffalo Bob thing? There's not much to tell.
I heard some things. It's not good. He's a bad guy.
What exactly did you hear?
The past is past. The future's now.
That's true. Amen to that. Clem, are you from around here? Because your accent sounds like New York or something.
No, from here. Born and raised. No, not here. Over in Kansas.
Is this your wife?
Ex-wife. She was shot 6 times. New York City. I mean, Kansas. She was something. Her eyes were something azure, you know. Honey blonde hair. Her body. Her legs went on for days. If she was here right now, maybe we'd have a house with a little fence up in Silvertown, that place you talk about.
That's a nice place. You really loved her, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Clem, a kid puked in the cafeteria again. We need to clean up right away.
I'm on it.
That's you.
Oh. Whoa. Hey, I'm Joe. Where's the throw-up?
Over there in the middle of the lunchroom.
Yeah, I'll get that clean up lickety-split. Speaking of lickety-split, let's meet up later, see what's going on. I'm kidding, but seriously, let's hook up. I'm new in town, kind of lonely, looking for my parents.
Yeah, well, the puke pile's right over there. It's a pretty big pile of puke.
So clean the puke. Okay. Well, well, looky here. Torn off the cob. Can't you get his money back?
Look, the janitor's gonna eat the puke.
They're hilarious, huh? I assure you I won't. I'm a vegetarian, and looks like there's some meat in there. I like kids. They seem like me.
try the old reverse psychology.
I like getting hit with hot dogs. It don't bother me none.
Guess I'm lucky it wasn't hot chili day today.
Okay, class, let's hear what these results are.
If my calculations are correct, this will create ice.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah. You're talking to me all wrong. It's the wrong tone. You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Is that right? Let me ask you something. Eh? Does your mother sew? Boom! Get her to sew that! Whoa!
Stupid punks can come with something
funny here. Don't eat it, don't eat it. Here's a hot dog.
What's going on, man? Did you kick their asses?
He saved us from the mustard gas.
He saved
our lives,
Clem.
Whoa! Not me! That's the guy!
No, you're the one that carried us out.
Shut up, you hard-on.
That's the guy! That's the hero!
All right, well, then thank God for Joe Dirt.
Oh, no, man, it wasn't me.
That's
it was...
Joe Dirt! Come on, Joe Dirt!
How does it feel to be a hero, Joe?
Over here!
Oh, well, it's like this.
Probably feels pretty good. Especially after that brutal run-in with Buffalo Bob.
I don't know why you asked about that guy. Nothing happened.
That's not what I heard.
What's the deal with your haircut, Joe?
It's a wig. I was born without the top of my skull. Everybody, I'm looking for my parents. Here's a picture of them. It's taken 15 years ago at the Grand Canyon. If anybody has any information on the whereabouts of them, please call this number. Okay, you might get a machine, but if a girl answers, her name's Brandy. Give her your info.
Brandy,
I appreciate any help I can get. That being said, here's a real scoop. I ain't the guy that saved them kids. I'm sorry, man. Here's a real hero. His name's Clem Dore, and he's from Josette, Louisiana. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, no.
He's your real hero, people, not me.
Okay, this is where that rat bastard went. You two shoot him low, you shoot him high, I'm gonna shoot him right through his heart.
All right, let's go.
Come on, let's move it. Take it out. Take it out.
Whoa.
What happened here?
Don't I know you from somewhere?
I don't know. What's going on?
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. You're that guy that had that run-in with that psycho over in Indiana. Buffalo Bob, right?
Yeah, it's really no big deal.
No big deal?
Not what I heard.
Well, is Clem all right?
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead, man. What happened?
Your buddy Clem's real name was Anthony Benedetti. He was a former boss of the Camilleri crime family. He was in town here on the Federal Witness Relocation Program.
What?
He turned informer when the syndicate executed his wife. His old cronies must have somehow found he was down here, and they came and killed him. He killed all them, too. It's a big mess.
Oh, my God, man. This is my fault.
Hey, hold.
Can you be cool and let me just talk to him for a second here, man? He's a friend of mine. This whole thing's my fault.
All right. Go ahead.
Clem, I didn't know you didn't want to be on TV. I was just trying to get the word out about my parents, man. I'm so sorry. But maybe you'll find your wife in heaven. She'll be just how you remembered her. Them big doe eyes. That soft, honey blonde hair. Smooth, tan skin. Huge, pert rack. Long legs going up that tight butt. Clem, you asshole, are you alive?
think I'm dead. So I was thinking, hold me.
I just didn't know you were in this witness protection thing, brother. I never would have said your name on TV, man.
It's okay. I thought it was time to move on anyway, you know. Maybe find a better town. Joe, there's something you should think about. I was thinking about that car. The Rambler wagon. That's a rare car. People would remember selling a car like that.
Oh, man, where's that dead guy?
Wait, wait, Joe. Wait. Take care. Short dirt. Whoa, watch one here.
Yep, those came with a six-cylinder 258 automatic or three on the tree. Sleek-looking little things, weren't they?
For sure, man. How many?
Well, that's what I'm trying to call up here. Now, let's see. In Louisiana, 1968, we sold, wait, doggies, 73 of those little buggers. Now, you tell me your daddy's name, and I'll tell you the dealership where he bought it.
That's just it. I don't know his name. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Oh. Well, then, the best I can do is give you a printout of all 73 people who bought the car. Later, if you come up with their last name, you can go on from there. By the way, I'm only doing all of this because I heard that that Buffalo Bob guy shoved a road flare up your bunghole.
What?
Ooh, raw.
What? I keep hearing about this guy. Nothing happened with him. Nothing weird. Nothing. Anyway, that list had names from all over the state. But I was flat broke. I didn't have no money for gas. So I found a job, and that led to the biggest break in my case yet.
I don't know, Joe. The way you describe that town out in the northwest, Silvertown. Hell, I'd have a mind to move there myself.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, honey, shoot.
Is Mom and Dad still alive?
No.
Did they die?
One night, they got swallowed up by the biggest damn gator we ever had. Before they died, they killed that gator from the inside by punching out his heart, is my guess.
That's brutal.
The brutal part, later that night, I took my mama's hedge clippers and cut open that gator and pulled my folks out of its belly. See, I just couldn't stand the thought of my parents being turned into alligator shit. God, I hate this nasty thing!
Hurry up,
Phyllis. I met the right man. I mean, hell, I just shut this old gator farm down and... But, you know, you probably don't want to hear all my problems. Huh?
Folks, grab the kids. The gator show's about to start.
Well, I better go with showtime. There's three things to remember when dealing with a deadly alligator. And yes, they are deadly. Don't kid yourself. Rule number one. I'm number one. You hear that? I like to kid around. Rule two. The croc's number two. Now, before we begin.
Hey, what's rule three?
What's that? Kid, give me a break now.
So you don't know rule three?
Yeah, you want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up? Here we go. I'm a bit of a crocophile, so don't try this at home.
Don't worry.
This here's Rocky, and he ain't no puppy.
Oh.
Now, let's see if Rocky's got some cattle. Ah!
Oh.
This mofo knows not to mess with Sir Joseph's skirt.
Ah! You didn't listen to me! Ah! Ah! Rocky! Rocky!
Oh, when bad fits go bad, dang.
Oh, Joe, you all right?
It's like the cartoons I'm seeing all tweet-tweet.
Joe, what can I do for you? You're not making any sense.
I'll make it.
That's why Dad needs you, Joe Durnstein, Nunnemaker.
Nunnemaker. That's what my sister said on the way to Grand Canyon. My last name's Dirt. Her last name's Nunnemaker. That's my parents' last name. I checked my list of Rambler wagons, and there it was, Nunnemaker. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was finally home.
Sir?
Hey, mister. You know the people that live here, Nunemaker?
Hey, Mo.
What's that?
Mo. Hey, Mo. About 15 years ago, hello, boy. I take a haircut you got now. Goddamn, you out of date, boy.
Yeah, man, that little boy, that's me. My parents were here. This was my home. I thought this was it this time.
Now, home the way you made.
You like to see homos naked?
Home the way you make it.
Yeah, you like to see homos naked. That's cool, man. Whatever.
No. Home and where you make it. Home, where you make it.
Oh.
Everybody know that. Goddamn, boy.
Guy likes to see homos naked. That don't help me.
So there I was, right back where I started all those years ago, and no closer to finding my parents. And I think a little part of me died right there. But you know that saying, things get the darkest before dawn? I thought I had broken my ass bone, so I tried not to move. And I'm lying there staring at the moon, and for the first time in my life, I think about not getting back up. Maybe I'll just lie there for the rest of my life, you know. Then, suddenly, while staring up at the moon, I had a strange feeling that exact moment, Brandy was staring at that same moon, and we were together. And just then, all the tumblers fell into place, and this door opened in my head. And all at once, I understood everything. You have to find the real answer inside yourself. And the answer for me, it was that I had a home all along, with a friend who really cared about me, Brandy. I missed her like crazy, and I decided it was time to go home. My search was over.
Brandy? I wish I hadn't gotten a machine. It's me, Joe. I got some crazy stuff to tell you. But the most important part is I'm coming back to Silvertown. I can't wait to see you and tell you everything. Brandy, I...
Message deleted.
Isn't Dirty Joe Dirt.
Hey, Robbie, what's crappening?
Don't get smart with me, you little motherless dirt bag. You've been here long enough.
I'm here to see Brandy.
Brandy? My Brandy? You haven't heard? Me and her are getting married. Yeah, and besides, she don't want to see you anyway.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's true. And she found your stupid parents.
What?
Yeah, she found them down in California. But she didn't want to tell you, because she wants you gone, out on the road, looking for nothing. So you won't be here. She's sick of all your crap. She's sick of helping you. And she's just plain sick of you.
No, she wouldn't do that. I know Brandy. She would not tell me about my parents. I don't care how sick of me she is.
Yeah? Well, check out this note she left me. In case you called and I answered the phone. Dear Robbie, if Joe calls, don't tell him I found his parents. I'll be back in a few days. See? She signed it right there. Brandy. XOXO. That's right, Dirt. Nobody wants you in this town. Nobody wants you around, period. Aw. Look at him, fellas. You crying, boy? You crying, boy? Maybe we'll go back down to McDonald's and get you a Whamburger and some French fries. How about a Wineken? You little sissy boy! Death Leopard sucks!
For the record, I wasn't crying. There's dirt in my eyes.
Joey, it's not cotton. It's jive.
My story? No, man. Everything I just said is true. It happened.
Brandy. Brandy is jive. And I want to get her on the phone right now. I want to track her down, and I want to ask her why she was playing these games with you.
No, man. No, you don't need to bother her, none.
Freddie, get line 3 on speaker.
No. You know what, guys? I'm fine. Hey, everything's cool with me. I mean, I got a place up in Malibu. I got lots of friends.
I do worry about you, man. You know why? Because you're living in a boiler room, Joe.
Yeah, I got a couple places.
You know what, Joey? I think you... You know what? I can't believe I'm saying it. I think we need some resolution here. We need a little closure. And I want to get this woman on the phone, and I want to ask her what the hell was going on back then. Did she find your parents? Did she ever track them down? And if she did, why couldn't she have called you?
Hello?
Well, well, well. The famous Brandy.
Tokyo Rose of the Trailer Park. Hey.
Brandy, I'm sitting here with a... friend of yours, a little white trash treasure that you might know by the name of Joe Dirt. Ring a bell?
Joe?
Yeah, Joe. And I don't think he wants to talk to you, Brandy. And you know why?
Because over the last few days, my listeners and I
have heard an amazing story. You know what? When he first started this story, I thought of you as a good person. But the more it rolled on down the road, I'm not sure you are a good person, Brandy. Why didn't you tell him you'd found his parents?
My God. How did he find out?
So the letter Robbie showed Joe is true? You wrote that?
Yes. I wrote that letter because I wanted to tell Joe in person. And months went by and he never came home. Joe, I did find where your parents were. Joe, brace yourself for this. Your parents are dead, Joe. They died that day at the Grand Canyon. The car was hit by a passing truck, a hit and run. I'm so sorry. But your search is over. Come home, Joe, so I can take care of you.
Oh, man. Gotta go.
Sure. All right, we'll take a break.
Joe Dirt has captured the city's imagination. The little man, the ordinary person who endured enormous adversity and all the while maintained his positive outlook on life, teaching us along the way, you can't have no in your heart, and life's a garden. Dig it. Mr. Dirt is seen here meeting one of his longtime idols, Eddie Money.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find
back to TRL. We are here with America's sweetheart, Joe Dirt. Joe?
Hi.
Joe, come back over here. Joe! We have a show to do here. People forget we're live. You like the window, don't you?
Yeah.
Joe, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you want
to
say?
I just want to say thanks to all the people that stopped me in the street and tell me my story helped them somehow.
And your story is really cool. It's like a behind the music without the music. But are you depressed? I mean, your parents, who you were looking for all along, were dead. Was the last decade a complete waste?
Well, no one's really put it like that, but I don't think so. I've had some good times. I met some cool people, cruised around, cranked some tunes.
What about Brandy? Is there any chance you guys are going to hook back up?
Well, you know, she's a good friend of mine, and she's off doing her own thing right now, but I've always said She's a little too hot for old Joe Dirt.
I agree. So does America. In fact, in our latest, is Brandy too hot for Joe Dirt poll? 61% of you agreed. Even worse, 4% said the dog was too hot for you.
Dang.
I'm just kidding. You're on TRL California.
Joe Hello, Dirt. California.
Hey, wait. Am I on? I'm on. Hey, baby, I'm on. Yeah. Hey, Carson. How big is your Johnny?
Joe, I think happy hour started a little early in California.
A little drinky drinky.
The reason I'm really calling is Joe Dirt's parents ain't dead. I'm looking at his father right now, and I'm his mama.
Ma'am, you should never drink the bong water.
Yeah, listen to him.
Carson, just where you want to be when Jesus comes back. Making fun.
Wait, Joe. Sorry,
wait,
Joe.
Wait, where's that call coming from?
Oh,
California.
No.
Hey,
Joe.
Hey, I gotta go.
Joe.
Joe?
So Carson helped me trace the call, and it led me to this old trailer park in Simi Valley, California.
Wow.
That's our old car!
Damn, we tried so hard to find him. We looked high and low.
I got some pictures here. Oh, and look at this. Here's a picture of Joe when he was a baby. Do you get it? Yeah, oh, baby. You were a cute baby Joe Dirt. That's why we were so crazy when we lost him. I mean, he's here, and now he's gone.
Oh,
where
mama.
He go?
Oh, Mama, it's
where
all right.
Where
did he go?
Mama,
it's
gonna
be all right.
Where did he go?
Mama.
Take it.
Well, where did he go?
I was at the canyon. Yeah, you know what? It was right by the garbage can where you left me.
What? Is that where you were? Well, I'll be dipped. The one place we didn't look.
I knew you looked for me. I told everybody you would. And was there ever a time when you would look at the moon and was hoping maybe I was looking at it too?
Oh, I want you to know that I've been doing this clown sort of a thing. Can everybody get a shot of these? Do you see these clown figurines? Whenever I used to get sad, I just look at a clown and I just can't help it. I just can't stop grinning.
They're available for purchase.
We're starting this clown.com kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt your clown pitch there, but how exactly do you not go right back to the place where you saw me?
You didn't go back. Yeah. But Lena.
Hey, how exactly is a rainbow made? How exactly does a sunset? How exactly does a positive track rear end on a Plymouth work?
It just does.
It just does.
I'm not talking about Positrack. I'm talking about me. How long did you look for me before you gave up? How long were you riding in that car before you realized I wasn't in it? Exactly how long?
All right. We didn't lose him. We just left him. So what? The dude's doing fine. Look at him.
How could you do that to me? I was only 8 years old. I was just a little kid. Do you have any idea what it's like to be a kid and have nobody around to talk to? No one that cares if you're alive or dead? Every day you just think you're worthless and there's a void in your life?
Oh, come on,
honey. Lighten up, buddy.
Lose that frown. When you're down, stare at a clown.
Said on the show, life's a garden. Dig it. You gotta get down from there, brother. You don't want to do this.
Why not, man? I got nothing.
I've been looking forever for those people. Everyone lies to me, man. Worthless.
Joe! Joe!
Hey, sorry, lady. You can't cut through here.
Joe! It's me, Brandy!
What's Brandy? Like the Brandy?
Yes!
Okay, why didn't you say so? Come on.
Hey, everybody! Brandy's here!
Hey, it's Brandy!
Brandy!
Yeah. Look, over there! Turner!
Joe!
Brandy?
Look here, Joe.
You told me my parents were dead. And I saw them. They're horrible. Why did you lie to me?
They saw you on the news. When you saved those kids, they thought you got a reward.
So you did see them first, so it's just like Robbie said.
Yes, but once I met them, I knew I had to protect you from them. They're bad people. You're not like them, Joe. They didn't leave you. You left them. You've got to see that. And Joe, if you had stayed with them, you wouldn't have turned out as wonderful as you are.
Robbie said you don't want me around, and he said that you were always laughing at me behind my back.
Why would Robbie say such a thing? Of course that's not true. I love you, Joe, with all my heart. I want to get married, Joe, and have little Joe Dirt. Come home, Joe. You had a home all along. You just couldn't see it.
You really love me?
Had the weirdest dream. You were in it. And so were you.
Oh my God. Brandy, I'm home. Clem, Charlene, Kicking Wing.
It's not Clem anymore. It's Gert B. Frobe. What? Witness Protection relocated me and asked for Silvertown. I can't how you talked about it. It's a wonderful lair.
Hello, Joe Dirt. You taught me to sell the good stuff. Now, I have 30 fireworks stands, which completely fund my animal shelters. It's all because of you, Joe. Good job, brother.
I sold the gator farm after one of those bastards snapped off my thumb and middle finger. Well, I came up here to check up on you, and, well, I met Gert B. Frobe, and the good thing that gator didn't get in my ring finger because Gert's asked me to marry him.
Right on.
Joe? When you're in the hospital for your head injury, I had the doctor surgically put on a wig that's a little more contemporary.
Dang! That's cool.
And Joe, we have a big surprise for you.
What's up? Miami! You got out a hog for me?
Dang!
Yeah.
Somebody else wants to get in here.
Who's that?
Come on, boys! Come on!
Wow. Looks like Charlie.
Yep. Apparently, back in the day, Charlie had a little sexual encounter with this one's mom. Say hello to Charlie, too.
Good boy.
You got a big family now, Joe Dirt. You better be good to us.
I will.
Hey, Dirt. I thought I told you, buddy. Nobody wants you around.
Hey. You're talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone. Do it again. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
You're his dad?
What if I am? What if we're his family?
Okay. At least I know my car will blow his off the road.
You actually think you can mash that little slant stick of yours against his 426 Hemi? Huh? Well, then let's do it, little boy.
That's my girl. That's right, good boy.
Let's go.
Sweet ball, Dave. I love you.
next song goes out to our good friend Joe Dirt, the Dirt Man. Joe, wherever you are, this is for you, buddy. Welcome home, Joe. Welcome home. If you are-